7, 6.
Space exploration. The universe, satellites, rockets. It's what many kids dream about.
And lift off, the final lift.
And for the middle and high school students at Paw Paw schools, dreams like those are not so far away.
Just remove that. Yeah, it should be fine there.
7th through 12th graders here are building a full-scale model of NASA's magnetospheric multi-scale satellite.
In short, the MMS mission is studying how Earth's magnetic field works.
Todd Ensign is with NASA's Educator Resource Center in Fairmont.
In particular, you know, how it helps to protect us from high-energy particles. Life on Earth would not exist, the way we know it at least, if it weren't for Earth's magnetic field.
The NASA Center in Fairmont provides free training to instructors who want to teach STEM subjects. 2 years ago, Paw Paw's only 7th through 12th grade science teacher, Carol Corrier, went to one of the trainings. It was about the MMS mission and how its 4 satellites will monitor solar weather after they're launched in March. Corrier was so inspired by what she learned, she immediately brought it into her classroom. She first taught her kids about solar weather using iPads, and then they started making small paper models of the MMS satellite. About a year ago, she decided to take it even further when she and her students toured the MMS mission at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland.
I asked the contact person, what would it take to build a model of the satellite? What if our students did that? And so one thing led to another, and we came up with this idea that why not build a full-scale model?
She talked about her idea with her colleague, Chris Panaris, Paw Paw School's STEM instructor. NASA was so intrigued by their enthusiasm that the agency agreed to provide all the materials for the project. Again, NASA's Todd Ensign.
We didn't pick a random school in the state. We didn't pick Paw Paw because it was the second smallest school. We picked it because Carol and Chris have been very involved in NASA programs, and specifically, they've already done MMS with their students.
The year-long project has taken over Chris Panaris' construction and engineering shop. And Carol Corrier says sometimes space can get a little tight. But she says a small school like this is the ideal place for a project of this caliber.
We have the same cohort of students. So students that I have for science, Mr. Panaris will have for construction or mechatronics, or I may have in a chemistry course, or I've had them for biology. So we're all working with the same group of students.
Corrier says sometimes the demands on the students can be challenging, but she and other staff take care not to let the project interfere with other subjects.
We've been very cautious not to pull our kids out of courses that they need, you know, that they would be working on otherwise. We've done a lot of writing, we've done a lot of speaking and presentations, so we've been able to kind of support those other courses, but yet not actually ever pulling those students out of those classes.
A year's worth of hard work on the satellite project is about to come to fruition. On Friday, Corrier and her students will take the model to NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center and present it to the media and the public. After that, it will be on display at the Clay Center for the Arts and Sciences in Charleston. As the deadline nears, these kids are putting the final touches on the model. 9th grader Kelly White began working on the project with the paper models 2 years ago. She says it's bittersweet to see it all coming to an end.
It's a little upsetting that I know that the project's going to be over, but I hope we get to work on more, and it's going to be neat to be able to see it in the museum.
And what's one thing you'll take away from this project that you'll keep with you for the rest of your life?
That I can say that I built that project. I was a part of it.
Many of these kids say they might be interested in a career in a STEM field now, even if they'd never thought about it before. Carol Corrier hopes she'll be able to take her students to see the real MMS satellites when they're launched from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida in March. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.